You're listening to KCPW, and we are in the middle of week four of the 2016 state legislative session. And during this year's meeting of lawmakers, we're joined by representatives from Alliance for Better Utah for our Better Utah legislative update. Chase Thomas, Policy and Advocacy Director with the group, is with us again in studio. And Chase, thanks once more for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So there was some, I guess, relatively big news on the medical marijuana front, which is essentially that lawmakers are kind of seeing the writing on the wall, right?
Yes. Yesterday, medical marijuana advocates came and held a press conference on the Hill saying that they pretty much admitted defeat for HB 73, which is the whole plant marijuana bill.
This is Senator Mark Mattson's bill to allow products that contain THC. The Mormon Church objected to this?
Yeah. So because of that, they've admitted defeat, but they said that they're now going to be launching a ballot initiative measure, which is they're going to go out and gather signatures and try and get on the ballot and bring it to the people.
Okay, a ballot initiative, and how, I mean, that's something that essentially anybody can do if they gather enough signatures. What's the process there?
It's a really tight process. They have to declare that they're going to do this. They have to hold town hall meetings, and then they have to go out and gather 10% of the citizen signatures in the state.
Okay, and that would put it on, I mean, assuming they got everything done, that would put this on the next statewide ballot coming up this year.
Yeah, it'd be coming up this year, and if it passed, it'd be binding on the state.
Okay, interesting stuff. Something else that happened yesterday at the legislature, the most recent attempt to eliminate, to do away with Utah's so-called Zion curtains. What happened there?
So Senator Jim DeBacchus came forward with a bill to eliminate the Zion's curtain once and for all here in Utah.
So maybe remind our listeners, Chase, what these things are.
Yeah, so the Zion curtain is a rule here in Utah that most restaurants have to have alcoholic beverages prepared out of sight of the customer. So they have to go around a curtain, so to speak, or even just a wall or whatever, to go and mix these drinks for customers.
Okay, hiding the process.
Yeah.
This bill by DeBacchus was being heard in committee, and what happened?
So it was being heard in committee. There's a lot of public testimony in support and in opposition, and the committee ultimately just pushed it off to interim, which is the space in between sessions, and they said that they need to study this more.
Okay, so they're going to look at it once this year's session is done and before the next one starts. Chase, we are running low on time, but I thought I could ask what else you are following up on the Hill. What are you going to be doing today?
Yeah, so this morning we're going to be going and following the income tax increase, which is also sponsored by Senator DeBacchus. Years ago, we went to a flat tax income, and he's proposing that we go back to a tiered bracket system in order to get more education funding.
Okay, so that's being heard in committee this morning, and you'll be there to follow it. Chase Thomas, who is Policy and Advocacy Director with Alliance for a Better Utah, thank you for filling us in, for giving this update.
Thank you.
This has been our Better Utah Legislative Update here on KCPW.